Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Israel kills many more Palestinians than the other way around. Israel is aided in the billions of dollars by America. Israel targets civilian areas, residential homes and buildings. And yet they say Israel has the right to defend itself. This is a slogan that is being repeated by the hegemonic powers over and over and over and over again. Israel has the right to defend itself. And you may think, of course, every human being has the right to defend himself. But you see, the premise itself is wrong. Because the idea that Israel has the right to defend itself has an underlying presumption. It is the one being attacked, unprovoked, and without any legitimate reason. While that is not the case. In reality, it is the Palestinians who are being attacked. It is their land, the Palestinians' land, that is being invaded by the Zionists. It is the Palestinian land, their own land, historically and presently, that is being invaded by the Zionist state. Imagine somebody came into your house that you own, kicked you out, threw you on the street, moved in there, and then, instead of defending you, your neighbors from each side actually calls you the oppressor, and that the oppressor has the right to defend itself. I mean, come on! This is absolutely ridiculous. Israel is an invading entity. It has absolutely no right to defend itself. It does have a right, and that right is to get out, leave. The ones who have the right to defend themselves are the Palestinians. In fact, Palestinians have the right to fight back. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.